Almost 20 years ago, the members of the Grayboy All-Stars got together to play a record release party for DJ Grayboy and discovered a perfect fusion. Call it Rare Groove, Acid Jazz, or Electric Boogaloo, that's the name of their debut album in 1995. Guitarist Michael Andrews, keyboardist Robert Walker, Carl Denson on saxophone, and the rhythm section of Chris Stilwell, and now Aaron Redfield on drums. They have a very original sound. It still draws from Boogaloo from the 60s and their new album called Inland Emperor. Here's the title track, Live on the World Cafe.
Well, there is a sound we've been waiting to hear again in the Cafe Studios for a while as the Great Boy All-Stars have joined us again. Welcome, gentlemen. How long has it been since you were here? It's been a while.
2005 or 6, maybe, after what happened to TV, I think we came in
here. That sounds right.
And that is right on track, because that would have been the last album. Everybody always looks, oh, man, it's been so long. Has it seemed like a long time? You guys, you know, did things in between, right?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't feel like that long.
We've been pretty busy.
Yeah, and I think that we were all, unlike the before, you know, what happened to TV, that period before what happened to TV, we really weren't really in communication that much, whereas between what happened to TV and now, we were always, you know, playing together. Robert and I have been working together daily, and Carl and Chris have been in Carl's band together, so. Mm-hmm. And we've been touring every year, but not as consistently, of course, as we were in our early days, younger days.
Well, tell me about the writing on this thing. Now, one thing you notice when you put on this new one is it's compact in terms of the tunes. Not quite so much stretching out on the record. And was that a conscious thing?
I don't know. The way I feel about stretching out is that it's great to do live. And it's when we're recording, it's just the songs are just sort of, that's the most concise variation of the song that we're ever going to hear on the record. We're mostly a live band, so our records are kind of different beasts. So I think focus on songwriting on the records, use the songs as a palette to improvise on the live show, you know.
So. Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And vocals. There's some great mm-hmm. vocals on here as well. In fact, let's do one of those. Carl, I believe you take the lead on Breaking Blood.
Right. It's an Elgin Park invention. I was bugging him to work on a vocal tune, and so we left and we came back in the morning and he had written one.
And this is it. This is Breaking Blood.
Yeah.
Breaking Blood, the Grey Boy All-Stars are playing live for us today at the cafe. And we didn't mention it at the top, but you guys are past your 20th anniversary. And it's so amazing for a band that began at a jam mm-hmm. to have stayed together all this time. And just sitting listening to you play, I get why it would be attractive for you guys to keep going. It's just the interplay in this band is just amazing. And it's I'm sitting here, Elgin, with you and Robert, and kind of the middle of this band, which is not always what you expect to lock up. You guys lock up. There's a lot of listening in the keyboards and the. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I think the rhythm. I think for me, the rhythm of this music is the most important thing. Obviously, I mean, soloing is important, but I just enjoy the syncopation and the rhythm and playing with the just the infinite possibilities of those configurations.
I felt that early on, especially when we were stretching out a lot and there's a lot of long solos, there was the bass and drums rhythm section, which we're always interacting with, of course. But then me and Mike, just because we were playing a lot of times a long time over a form or something, we develop all these little things to do to keep ourselves interested. And then that became a little ensemble unto its own mm-hmm. that makes comments on whatever Carl's doing or behind each other or whatever. So,
yeah, it's fun.
Has the music that attracted you to play together from 20 years ago to now changed? I mean, I hear a few different things. I mean, there's some samples and some things on here too. I'm just wondering how it has changed for you guys.
I still think it all still comes from all these early Boogaloo albums that we listened to. And I still, of this genre, when I go back to the roots of it, I still like love Boogaloo Joe Johns and Grant Green and I'm always going back to those records. I'm still always loving the Idris Muhammad and and that style of syncopation. Again, that's really what tickles me in this music. So for me, hasn't changed that much really.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting little thing that we do live where, we're always dropping those tunes, that sound, back into the live show. So it kind of, over time, it really blends with what we do, what we write, and then, it kind of recreates itself every couple of years in terms of, like, listening to Boogaloo and listening to modern music and writing new stuff.
It's interesting that music almost got more popular when you guys were starting at that period of time when DJ Greyboy was playing that mm-hmm. and all those reissues came out and all this. I mean, people didn't, that those classic Idris Muhammad records, they came and went for a lot of people and then they had a rebirth, which is kind of cool.
That was our mission, really.
Yeah. I'm sorry, say again?
We invented Boogaloo.
Yeah.
We reinvented, yeah. I mean, it really wasn't, we just played with Houston Person and we were talking to him about it just because, first time around he was really the only person that I'd ever met that played with Boogaloo Joe Johns and Grant Green. So I was asking him about it and just asking him, how popular was this music? Because for me, as like a white kid in California, I had never heard it until I was 22 years old. And I don't think, and I love music. My life is music, so it's weird that I had never heard it. So then how could the majority of the public possibly have heard it? So, and he kind of just said it was just really, it was on the Chitlin circuit. It was said it was incredibly popular, but it would never sort of crossed over into the wide audience. So it's interesting.
And I grew up with it.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up listening to this stuff in, junior high and high school and saw it go away. And when it came back, it was just an amazing thing. I remember I was in Europe touring and with Lenny, and I would go to dance clubs all the time because I like dance music. And then I started hearing these samples that were coming from this old music that I kind of knew, and I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. And then I met DJ Greyboy, and he was talking about the same music. So it was like, wow, this is really timely.
Well, Elgin name checked a couple of the great guitarists. Who were the horn players that really attracted you at that time?
Like Wayne Shorter. Like I think Tom Thumb is like an amazing example of Boogaloo music. Yeah, what's that, 64?
Right. Something like
64,
that.
64, 63, sure. And Eddie Harris, of course. David Fathead Newman, Yusef Lateef, all those guys kind of playing a funky style. Gene Ammons.
Grey Boy All Stars are our guests today, and we're talking about the music. It's the precedent for what we have today, and of course, this has all been modernized. They got this great new album called Inland Emperor, named after the California's great Inland Empire, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was living in New Orleans, and I relocated to the Los Angeles area, and I ended up in Claremont, California, which is you know, it's a very nice place, but there's not a whole lot going on out there. And this was sort of a, you know, a joke on my response to the cultural atmosphere.
Not a lot going on, so they came up with a great name for it. So, what do you guys want to play next?
We are going to play
Old Crow.
Old Crow, which is another vocal, which is sort of a departure from the Boogaloo, although it is funky. It was sort of, I kind of think that maybe if we started, our band started in like 68 or 67, and then we just kept going, and now we're sort of in like 1975 or 76.
So in 20 years, you've moved seven. That's good.
That's how we're working. It's a lot of music to cover. There's a lot of good stuff.
Sure enough. So this is Old Crow?
Yes. Thank you.
That is Old Crow, another one from Inland Emperor, the new one from Grey Boy All-Stars. Great to have a new album. You guys got to get a little more prolific because we need you back in here. We need, you know, we need the vibe in this room more often. So
thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's really great to have you here. Grey Boy All-Stars, and we'll return in a moment here on the World Cafe.